This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Moving on now to the rest of American capitalism, the part where the federal government pays what it owes. There is something of a tug of war going on within the Trump administration over the debt ceiling, specifically whether Congress ought to do what is called a clean raise, just increase the amount the government can borrow straight up, the choice favored by Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, or whether strings ought to be attached, which is what Budget Director Mick Mulvaney prefers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains what's going on and why it matters.
Budget Director Mulvaney came to the White House from Congress. He was elected in the Tea Party wave of 2010. He helped found the Freedom Caucus, budget-slashing members of Congress who are now demanding that any increase in the debt limit be paired with spending cuts, just as Treasury Secretary Mnuchin is telling Congress, hey, raise the debt limit already, because I'm running out of money.
So you have two different points of view speaking to the president.
That's Steve Bell at the Bipartisan Policy Center. He hopes President Trump will listen to Mnuchin. Bell says, don't politicize the debt by tying it to future spending. That increases the risk that Congress won't raise the debt limit and the government won't be able to pay some bills, say, from a contractor.
Let's say that Lockheed Martin sent in a $20 million bill and it wasn't paid. And therefore, Lockheed Martin couldn't pay the subcontractor.
Also, if the government defaults, it would have to pay more to borrow money, pushing up interest rates for consumers, says Rudolph Panner, a former head of the Congressional Budget Office.
Car loans that affect mortgages, affect your credit card rate, and so on.
And just a long, drawn-out debate over the debt ceiling can spook investors, says Henrietta Trays of Veda Partners.
My clients are already interested in this issue. They're already following it closely and are anxious about its resolution.
Trays says, fine, cut government spending, but first raise the debt limit without the drama that spooks investors. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.